Sylvia Hartley again, and this is New Year Resolution. Oh, flippin' heck, Miss Lawson's given us our homework, and guess what it is? Well, if I tell you, I've just gone back to school after Christmas, you'll know what it's about. Yes, you're right. New Year Resolutions. Think about hopes and aspirations, changes in lifestyle. I only hope for one thing, and I'm not telling her. Oh, go on, you've guessed. I hope that Michael Taylor will ask me out. That's what I'm aspiring to. And snogging him would change my life. Like most things I aim for, it won't happen. Look, I've done all the usual ones when I was younger. Keeping my bedroom tidy, getting up as soon as the alarm goes, being helpful and kind, and I've ended up feeling totally miserable because I was a failure. And that was tea time New Year's Day. I could do a resolution for her, not to be so airy-fairy. She talks like she's wearing me grandma's false teeth, plummy and so middle class. Yes, well, I'm working class. Angela Markham told me, if your dad worked in a factory and you had an outside lavvy, then you're working class. She said if you had a proper bathroom and your dad worked in an office, you were almost middle class. She wishes she were working class because she get better cakes. Her mum don't bake because she does committees. Miss Lawson has no idea about people. Well, me and Susan Smith. Before Christmas, she wanted the O-level English literature group to go to Leeds to see The Merchant of Venice. She sent a note home, but it cost pounds. My mum and dad couldn't afford that, just for me to see a play. Are you going? Susan asked me. I didn't like to ask my mum. There weren't enough for her to buy Arilyn some new hockey boots, let alone me go to the theatre. And just two girls not interested enough to go to the theatre. I'm very disappointed. Didn't she realise that we both wanted to go but couldn't afford? I shrugged my shoulders and ended up in detention for insolence. Not that I care. I'll flip him well past a spiter. So another of her New Year's resolutions should be to have greater empathy. Now that's a good word. I found it in my dictionary when I was checking how to spell emperor. Empathy with her pupils. If your dad's a doctor or an accountant, it stands to reason there's more money than if, like my dad, you work at McIntosh's cleaning machinery. I did my homework. I wrote the sort of yucky essay she wanted. Said my main resolution was to work hard, pass my O-levels and make my parents proud. I got a B+ for it and a well done. I'll make sure you work hard in English and I'll do my bit to help you achieve your resolution. Jolly rotten hockey sticks. That's not all though. Guess who got on the bus last night? Anne sat next to me. I know it wasn't the only seat. And he said, hi. And when he got off, he said, see ya. Result.